Bracing for protesters, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Catholic churches beefing up security for the weekend following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion on abortion.
In New York City, officers are being instructed to do at least two drive-by patrols per tour between midnight Friday and midnight Sunday to potentially combat violent pro-choice protests at the city's Catholic churches.
Without this basic right, women can't be free.
Just one example of heightened concern sweeping the country surrounding the possible protest in the wake of a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Justice Clarence Thomas, speaking at a judicial conference Friday, said the Supreme Court can't be an institution that can be bullied into giving you just the outcomes you want. The White House not dwelling on planned protests next week at the homes of six conservative Supreme Court justices.
What our effort and our focus is on broadly engaging about the specifics on possible actions and preparing for the release of a final opinion when that is released early this summer.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they hope the final decision doesn't look like the leaked draft opinion. The Centers for Disease Control says more than 100 otherwise healthy children in the U.S. have contracted a liver ailment. Five have died from it.
Overall, more than 90% of these patients under investigation were hospitalized. 14% received liver transplants, and more than half had a confirmed adenovirus infection.
Jay Butler at the Centers for Disease Control says none of the patients had been corona vaccinated. North Korea has launched a suspected ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast. South Korean intelligence says there are signs the North is planning a nuclear test sometime this month. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Pentagon confirming it has been sharing intelligence with the Ukrainian military.
The military does share what it calls timely and relevant information with Ukraine about Russian units.
That could allow them to adjust and execute their self-defense to the best of their ability.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says other nations also provide Ukraine with intelligence in addition to the Ukrainian intelligence capabilities.
It's not like they are completely blind to the way Russia organizes itself and the way the Russia conducts itself on the battlefield.
Kirby notes Ukraine collects information and acts on its own on any intelligence. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Military experts are predicting Russian troops will try and complete the takeover of Mariupol this weekend to give President Putin a prize for Russia Victory Day on Monday, marking the end of World War II in Europe. Hungary's prime minister had suggested a week ago that Putin might end the invasion on Monday, but Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking through an interpreter, says it's not likely.
We can see no end of it yet. And we cannot feel any willingness on the Russian side to end it.
Today is the first Saturday in May. It's Derby Day.
The race itself may be called the greatest 2 minutes in sports, but it takes a lot longer than that to plan and execute one of the most important parts of the Kentucky Derby spectacle, the hats. The tradition of the extravagant dress dates back to Derby co-founder Colonel Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr.'s vision of the event as something that the high class would attend. The Derby's website says the hats that are synonymous with the event came around in the 60s when the presence of TV gave women a reason to stand out, and that the hats are also believed to bring good luck, be it a wide brim, a fascinator, or a fedora. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.